A few years ago, the federal government created MILC, the Milk Income Loss Contract Program. It provides help to dairy farmers when market prices for milk fall below certain target prices. While farmers are doing better with current prices, the MILC program has given Wisconsin dairy producers more than $400 million in assistance. Governor Jim Doyle says it's time President Bush kept a re-election campaign promise and got the money to reauthorize the program.
There's no doubt that if President Bush wants this to get done, it'll get done. I mean, it's a Republican Congress, and if this is a priority for President Bush, it'll happen. So I think it really is going to require the president to step up.
Doyle and other Wisconsin political leaders put together a united front for the milk program during a visit to West Allis yesterday by U.S. Ag Secretary Mike Johanns. Johanns says President Bush is on board.
The proof in the pudding is that it was included in his proposed budget, which is making its way through the congressional process. So we'll continue to work with Congress, just as the president said.
Wisconsin Congressmember Mark Green promises to try and help win over his colleagues, but the Republican from Green Bay says the milk program has opposition.
There are other parts of the country that don't like the milk program. There are other commodities that don't like the milk program. They think it takes money away from them. We have to find the vehicle where we can build consensus on this.
Green hopes that vehicle is one of the appropriations bills still awaiting congressional action. Dairy farmers across the state say they'll keep a close eye on the process. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in West Allis.